Refugees coming to the U.S. face all kinds of challenges to learn the language, find a job, and a place to live. Then there's the American holiday season with all of its quirks and customs. One family just arrived from the Democratic Republic of Congo, found it can take a village indeed to learn how to navigate life in their new country. NPR's Denise Guerra paid them a visit in their home in Silver Spring, Maryland.
It's a familiar scene, a family gathering on a Sunday afternoon. Kids off playing somewhere in the house. But in the kitchen, Swahili fills the room. That's 30-year-old Cecile Faraha. She's crushing ginger for pilau, a popular rice dish in her part of the world. Some other friends have joined too.
Ginger, black pepper.
It's safe here in this cozy suburban home. But life wasn't always this way for Cecile. Back in Congo, she faced constant threats from warring ethnic factions. When she was 7 years old, her parents were killed. She says life there was a life of mourning, of problems. She remembered a day in the marketplace when soldiers attacked.
There was a small child, and they hit him hard on the head. Pow! And his head just burst open. I don't have the math to explain how many people died. There's just too many to count. Too many. So we went to Uganda.
Cecile was just 17 when she fled with her husband, Roger, and two toddlers. At the refugee camp, the UN offered them housing, food ration cards, and a plot of land to grow food. Over the next 13 years at the camps, Cecile gave birth to four children and adopted three others. Finally, after almost a decade of vetting, they were granted asylum in America.
Do we add water?
Helping out in the kitchen is Sharon Fine, a local sixth grade teacher. She's part of a group of 100 volunteers helping Cecile and her family. They represent a range of faiths. Fine is working through her synagogue.
No Jew has to look very far in their history to find a refugee.
The volunteers raise funds for housing and furniture. They help the family navigate schooling and transportation. The biggest problem, says Fine, is finding jobs.
Roger worked at a nightclub on Friday and Saturday night, and that went well. And he applied to Safeway and Giant, so we're very hopeful something is going to come through.
English has also been a big struggle. Roger is attending daytime classes while Cecile stays home to take care of the younger kids.
I'm learning slowly. The studies are helping me little by little. And Roger, we see that our lives are going forward, and the children will continue to move forward.
Cecile said it's been easier for the kids to adapt to the U.S. Five are enrolled in public school, including 16-year-old Fikiri.
As time passes, we get used to life here, even the cold. We will understand more soon, and we will adjust slowly.
In the living room, the family and guests assemble a plastic Christmas tree, piece by piece.
Like over the tree, like that.
Cecile and Roger's family is Christian, and they celebrated Christmas in Africa. Roger says the holiday is a much bigger deal in the U.S.
For us, Christmas is just another day in the year. But I think every day is a blessing. Even for us on Christmas, we have food together, we drink a soda, we sit together in our houses with our children, we say, "Thank you, Jesus." Here, it is different. The houses are decorated. Everything has been changed for the holiday.
Roger watches the tree decorating chaos thoughtfully from the distance. He just can't wrap his head around the idea of assembling a large plastic tree inside his home. But the kids are loving it.
All right, ready? Careful, gentle.
Can you get it on the very top, Bibini? Turn it up. Yes. Nice job.
After the excitement of the holidays has passed, the volunteers will still be helping. They've committed to assist the family for a full year. Sharon Fine says she plans to stick around even longer.
They really are my family now, so I feel actually that they'll always be a big part of my life.
Cecile and Roger feel the same way.
There are people with very big hearts who live with a lot of love. They took us in, and it is good now to be with family.
But for many other families, a situation like Cecile, Rogers, and their kids remains a distant hope. In 2018, the Trump administration admitted 18,500 fewer refugees than last year. Denise Guerra, NPR News.
And our Kroc fellow Henry Zimmerman contributed to that report.